Hi, it's Tom, and I'm really glad that you have decided to take this values exercise. What you'll find is this values exercise will give you clarity and direction to help you discern the things you need to know as you're making decisions about what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. So here's how this is going to work. First, I want you to take the deck of cards and open the box of cards and spread them out a little bit. What you'll find is there are a number of cards in the deck. Each of them has a different value listed. So for example, as I'm looking at some cards here, I see teamwork, cooperative effort by a group or a team. Fitness, being physically fit, optimal well-being. There's even a blank card in case one of the things you value is not in the deck. Now, this exercise is going to help you get clarity about what really matters to you. What we're going to do, this is pretty simple, and it'll only take a few minutes. The way it works is I'm going to give you an assignment to do with the cards. Then I want you to pause the audio and spend the time to do the exercise. Then start the audio again and do the next step. There are just a few steps in the process, and when we're done, you're going to have a really clear idea about what things matter to you, and that will help you as you prepare to make decisions. So now we're ready for phase one. What I want you to do in phase one is just take the deck of cards, pull out each card one at a time, and think about it just for a second or even less. What I want you to do is identify two piles. Pile one is these are the things that really go, yeah, that's me. And then pile two is, well, I don't know. It's not that you are opposed to whatever the thing is, but it may just not resonate with you personally. Let me walk through a couple of examples here. One card might be passion, intense emotional excitement, boundless enthusiasm. And you might say, yes, that's me. Or you might say, no, not really. Some things I get passionate about, I'm kind of even keeled. I don't really go. If that's the case, put that one in pile two. The next one, perfection, reaches the highest attainable standard or details. Maybe that's you, and you say, yes, perfection's really important to me. Then that goes in pile one, et cetera. Just go through the entire stack of cards and put them into two piles. One pile is, yeah, that's me, and the other pile is, well, I'm not fully convinced. All right, so now what I want you to do is just pause the session and take the time to go through the entire deck of cards. Really shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes, but just take the time to go through and put the cards into two separate piles. Okay, so you've got two piles. Now, typically what happens as people are going through this is one stack is a lot bigger than the other. And usually it's the, yeah, that's kind of me, or I associate with that, is bigger than the other pile. So what I want you to do is take the pile that's not you and just set it to the side. Just push it over to the side because you're not going to use those cards. We've eliminated some things already from our list. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take the remaining cards, and I want you to be a little more thoughtful about this, because what I want you to do is out of that entire stack of cards, I want you to pick just 10 of them. So now it's not, I can have all of them I want. You can only have 10. One of the things that you will notice as you get ready to do this is that some of the cards seem almost related. And I'll give you an example. I'm looking at quality and perfection. Quality is a standard of excellence, and perfection reaches the highest attainable standard, details. So a lot of times as folks are going through this, they wrestle with, well, I like quality and I like perfection. Which one should I pick? And here's how this goes. You pick the one that feels right to you. You've picked the one that feels closest to what you think, because this is not a perfect exercise. What we're going to do is we're going to hone in on the things that really matter to you. So our goal is to go through all the cards that are left in your stack of things that you say are like me and pick out 10, the 10 things that you say, yeah, those are on the list. Now, I will tell you, this is a little bit tougher. This is going to take you longer, and you're probably going to have some time where you're shuffling things back and forth. So give yourself 5 or 10 minutes, maybe longer, to go through this process. And at the end of this phase, you should have 10 cards left. Go ahead and pause the recording now and pick it back up when you have your 10 cards. Okay, we're ready for phase three. Now you're sitting there on the table in front of you. There are 10 cards. These 10 things are things that matter to you. And they're good things, things you really, really like. At this phase of the process, you should say, yeah, I think this really represents kind of who I am and the things that really matter to me. And that's great. These are things you want to think about as you're making decisions. But we're not done yet. Now, it's going to get even tougher. Because what I want you to do is from that list of 10, I need you to get it down to just five. Five items. Now, this is going to be stressful. At this phase of the process, I want to emphasize something. For example, I'm looking at the list that's in front of me, and I pick 10 cards at random from the pile, and I see things like efficiency and balance. Now, you might struggle with those, saying, well, I like both of those. Those are both important to me. And what I want you to do as you're going through this exercise for you is make the tough call. Which ones, of these 10, which ones are the top five? The top five that really stick out to you. And that's phase three. Go through these 10 cards and identify the five that resonate with you. Now, I'll tell you, the exercise gets tougher at this point. But don't spend more than about five more minutes at this point. Just pause the recording for about 5 minutes or less and pick out the five items that really stick out for you, and that's phase three. Go ahead and pause the lesson now and take the time to do the exercise and then come back as soon as you're done. Welcome to phase four. Man, you've done some hard work up to this point, I know. As I've watched clients do this, face-to-face over and over again, I've seen the frustration and the challenge and the real thought and depth and consideration that goes into making these decisions time after time after time. So here we are. You've got five cards on the table in front of you. One more phase of the process, and then we're done. No, I'm not going to ask you to eliminate any more cards, so you can relax about that. What I am going to ask you to do is, of these five, which one would you say is a non-negotiable? It is number one for you. Then, of the remaining four, what's number two? Number three, all the way, rank order these things in terms of, that has got to be number one, that has got to be number two. Again, this can be a tough decision. In fact, as you do this, you might discover that one of the ones that didn't make the top five needs to come back, and one of the ones that's on the top five probably isn't. Take the time to think through that. Make sure you've got your list of five, and you've got them in order, and that's going to be the last step in the process. So pause the session just for a few moments while you work through that. Give yourself a few minutes to get that down. Then come back, and we'll wrap up together. Okay, take a deep breath. Lean back in your chair a little bit and let that breath out. Wow, you've done some hard work, and it's good to take some pressure off. What we're going to do now is grab that worksheet that you got with the kit, and I want you to write down the five core values that you've identified. These are the values that represent the things that matter the most to you. And there are going to be two other things you're going to do. This won't take long, and it should be pretty easy for you. First, for each value, I want you to take a moment and write down why it matters to you. What was it about that thing that really mattered? You know, it might be your faith. It might be family. It might be growth. It might be wisdom. Whatever it is, I want you to write down just a couple of words there in that blank about why it matters to you. After you've gone through that, you'll see at the bottom of that sheet a section labeled My Thoughts. And what I want you to do is take just a moment to reflect on this exercise and think about things like, what's something you learned about you as you went through this exercise? What's something that was harder than you thought? What's something that surprised you? Maybe something that made your initial cut in phase one or phase two, but didn't make it all the way to the end. What surprised you and why? So what I want you to do, this is your homework in preparation for reviewing and discussing with the coach. Take just a minute now and fill in the worksheet, and that is the last step in our process. Thanks for making the time to go through this values exercise. I know it's been a lot of hard work for you, but I hope that you've gotten some really good insights about you. And maybe it's just reinforced things you already knew intuitively but didn't have a way to put words around. But now that you know the things that really matter to you, you're ready. You're ready to make decisions based on what matters to you. I look forward to a conversation with you about what you've learned, and thanks again for being a part of this exercise.